This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Good morning, Torsten.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Excellent. So good to see you in real life, Eddie.
Great to see you in person as well. And Sammy. Hello, Sam.
Very good to see you, Eddie and Torsten.
Now, I've got a funny one for you. Here's the joke of the week. What's the most important thing in comedy?
Timing.
And the reason I brought that up is it's also very important when you're considering an auction or leasing your property.
It is indeed, Eddie. I guess let's tackle the leasing side first. A lot of our clients want to know when to put their property on the rental market, when they've purchased it this time of year, or when to lock in a lease. So yep. What we do at Chisholm & Gayman, which we've done for over a decade now, is that if we are leasing property in December and late November, we create a 13-month lease. And that just means that the property won't expire next time round until January, late January and early February, which is a very strong time of year your property.
Yeah, I remember from my property management days, nobody wants to move the week before Christmas.
No, that's very much right. It's a busy time of year for everybody. So it's a really good idea, as Torsten said. You spring back into action, give them an opportunity to move just around the start of the school year if it's a family property. And it's a good time of year, isn't it, Torsten?
It's a very good time.
Yeah, we get a lot of... it's probably a time of year where we get a lot of foot traffic.
And there's a number of people for houses that are looking to get settled in January, sort of that late January, early February for the school year.
Yeah,
as
a lot of expats as well. Mm.
And we have a lot of properties that, as I say, that become available in December as a result of those that are on periodic leases where people seem to be ready to see out a calendar year.
So, and just to remind people, a periodic lease is a month-by-month lease where you have to give 28 days' notice in writing to the agent / owner of your intention to vacate the property.
You do indeed. So that 13, 14-month lease is a really important one. The other aspect to that is if you have got a property that, you know, you've had a letter from your managing agent to say that it is becoming vacant in December, make sure that you do get the power connected. In winter, we say get the power connected for lighting. In summer, we say get the power connected so you can demonstrate that the air conditioning's working.
Yes.
Very hot time of the year, and it's great as we talk about those points of difference. Night inspections are great. We have a skeleton team that work through Christmas and New Year's, so there are still leases being handled, and there is business being done on the leasing side.
Just because it's a holiday period doesn't mean that the hot water service isn't going to go.
Exactly right. Yeah. So there is the team there ready to handle any inquiries, but certainly from that point of view, your timing question is a pertinent one. But with the timing for sale, it's an interesting one, Sammy. We've got we talked. In fact, Eddie and I talked last week that really your opportunity now is this week was the last that you could actually book in for December.
Yes, but having said that, I mean, I just had some people that bought a house and they're really happy about that too because they feel like they've ticked that box off in 2016. And we're going to...
It off to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, we're still going to do it, Eddie.
We're hoping for a Christmas Eve one anyway.
11 years in a row we've sold on Christmas Eve, and we sold three last Christmas Eve, Torsten.
Three last Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so we're running home with that. But yeah, we're gonna lock in for a Feb 25th auction for their property. But what we are going to do is we're going to take buyers through in December. And I'm very confident that we'll be able to generate a result. We've sold a number of period properties that's quite like theirs. We have a number of ready-to-go buyers that also, like them, would like to tick off the year.
Absolutely.
So over that Christmas period, over the last 10 years, Sammy, we've had a number of what we call off-market sales in that period. Having said that, as we said in last week's show, if someone came to us today or tomorrow, we could actually still get in a short campaign and maybe a twilight auction for the 21st or 22nd of December if needed. But certainly the main strategy that we'd be recommending for most properties so that owners can get their property ready for the best presentation aspects of the home or apartment or townhouse would be to lock in for a February auction that allow us to take through those qualified database buyers that have missed out. And the prices that we got two of the three sales that we had last December, Sammy, I think were off-market sales on the Christmas Eve, if I recall.
Yes, they were, and it's just a great case study.
This is The Real Estate Show. We'll be back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm & Gayman, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman Bayside. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. If you're calling from interstate, just pop an 03 in front of that number. Internationally, if you're listening to us online, our country code is 61 then 39531 1245. Four offices, Sam?
Yes, Eddie. They're in Elwood, Blackrock, Port Melbourne and Mount Martha.
And we're talking all about timing today, Torsten.
We are indeed. So one of the things that we like to plan with our vendors is just making sure we understand what distractions there are for their campaigns. Now, they're not the end of the world, but you want to be conscious of key dates. Easter's one that we are very conscious of because a lot of families do
go
head away and take advantage of that time. So we do try and avoid the Easter weekend. Some of the other public holidays are not so bad, so that you've just got to be conscious of timing.
Such as?
Labor Day, for example.
Labor Day weekend in March, yeah. The school holidays run next year from the 1st of April to the 17th of April, roughly, and Easter sits in there at the 14th of April to the 18th.
Ooh. You want to avoid auctions during that time then?
Well, it very much depends on your property segment as well. So there's certain markets that tend to slow down, which is your family areas, which is your big blocks of land, and obviously a few of those clientele go away, but you know, your apartments and townhouses, they just tick over all the time.
Sure.
So then you're not, and you can always run a campaign either at the start of the school holidays or towards the end of the school holidays, and that's something that you can structure to make sure that you get it right. But if you're thinking of selling, it just puts a little bit of emphasis to say, well, look, Feb, early March is going to be a really, really good time, and people bounce back from holidays with a huge amount of positivity. Probably one of the best times of the year for property sales. Especially when the natural light's really good and everything looks great. So that's something to consider. And then the other one, Torsten, is if you are a landlord looking to sell your property and you've got, say, a lease expiring or it's a monthly tenancy, is when to give notice to the tenant if you wish to sell with vacant possession.
And that, again, if the call, which we are having at the moment, we're having a lot of our landlords get to the end of the two peaks for landlord inquiries for us as an office is just prior to the end of financial year and also the calendar year. So we're getting a lot of landlords saying, what should we do as far as timing to sell next year?
Just remember the small pitfalls if you're going to give your tenant notice, the 60-day notice, because you want to sell the property with vacant possession, that as soon as you do that, the tenant has the right to give you a reverse 2-week notice to vacate the premises. So if you're relying on that rental income, just be sure before you go down that path.
And that's an important element to your cash flow and your budgeting as far as that's concerned. But also what it does do is you do give that notice in the next few weeks, for example, even if the tenant were to vacate, that gives you a great opportunity to get some tradespeople in January to have it ready for February.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. You get your painting done, your styling done and everything.
Fix up the kitchen.
Fix up the kitchen and do all those improvements that we've talked about on the show before. In terms of kicking off auctions next year, we'll be probably starting campaigns, Torsten, towards the middle, second, third week of January. There'll be plenty of auctions kicking off on the 18th of Feb, and the 25th of Feb will be a very popular weekend.
Will Mr. Whippy be there?
Well, unfortunately, we had to cancel Mr. Whippy.
No.
Which I was very upset about.
I know. I wanted the ice cream.
we sold that Twilight auction prior, so we're very sad for the locals because we were funding Mr. Whippy to come along and hand out a few hundred soft serve ice creams.
Yeah, but you'll get Mr. Whippy back next year, won't you?
Well, we don't tend to do Mr. Whippy at many of the summer auctions, but it's an idea, Eddie. We'll take that. How about we just say we'll take that on board?
Indeed. This is The Real Estate Show. Back in a tick.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
We continue. Torsten, I read somewhere something about Kingsley Street in Elwood.
Yes, it was a great result last weekend, Eddie, that we actually achieved the highest sale rate in Victoria last weekend. That was at 14 Kingsley Street.
So well done.
The property sold for in excess of 4.7. What was an interesting case study there, Eddie, is that When we had a look at the home, it had been beautifully designed, timeless design, to be honest.
They spent 2 years in construction for that property.
Wow. Yeah. So the quality was there, but it was just looking a little bit tired. So we were able to give a Chisholm and Gaiman checklist as far as what we, our wish list, as Sam and I have talked about in the past. Sometimes that list might have 5 things on it. Other times it might have 15.
Yes.
In this case, there was about 18 items that we just wanted addressed, and the vendor was good enough to do 17 of those 18. The only request I didn't get was to revarnish the garage, timber garage door, but, you know, she felt it gave it character. And to be honest, we didn't get any complaints on it. So,
no.
But all of the works were done beautifully, and it translated into a really vibrant campaign. We had an offer during the actual campaign, which was a very strong offer. We chose to take it to auction the following weekend, and that resulted in us getting a figure of $400,000 over the reserve price, which
wow.
was pretty amazing.
It was a really exciting auction, Eddie, and they were bidding in $100,000 bids, and you know, it didn't really slow down.
How big's the block?
600 square metres.
Oh, wow.
And that's a really good size in Elwood terms.
Absolutely.
It's interesting. Different suburbs have different average land sizing, but 600 is a very good size for Elwood.
And this, very subdividable, if you can.
Well, no. This
if
is,
you can.
Yeah. So this one is really the forever home. So it's,
right.
It's a timeless
you don't touch it.
Home inspired by a 50s and 30s theme.
Okay. So you don't touch it. You wouldn't put something on the back of it.
This has. So this already had it all done for you. So it was...
Torsten sold it to them as what was an Art Deco duplex. So it was two apartments, one above the other.
And they tore the back off.
Right.
Completely reinvented it, put in a lap pool, and it was incredible.
And this beautiful void living room, and it had 3 living zones, 4 to 5 bedrooms. So it was...
4.7.
Yeah, it was
over. Wow.
Well over.
And it was a... Golden Mile Street, so you're walking distance to the village. But look, something that we're really proud of. But regardless of the price, what we're really happy with is that the vendor took the advice on the works and got the genuine reaction that we were looking for. On a similar level, we had an apartment where it was an overseas client of ours, speaking of landlords, was a landlord. He took the advice to let us polish floorboards, repaint, get some styling in, and also some very strategic marketing that we did. And again, different sort of level, but that went $60,000 over reserve. And that's a big deal for a client in that $500,000 price point.
Here's a question for you. I just said subdividable and you said no. What are the properties that you'd look at and say, yes, I will subdivide that block because it's big enough? As opposed to a property like this one, which you said is timeless and you just wouldn't touch it.
In most cases, they need to be without a heritage overlay.
Yes.
And they would need to have a certain amount of frontage, generally speaking, because otherwise you have to look at alternatives, whether you go one behind the other. So most clients, if they're going to look at putting two on a block, are going to want a sort of minimum frontage of 15 metres.
Yes.
And they'll probably want rear access for ease of being able to put garages in the back. And
sure.
That's not to say that there aren't smaller parcels of land that are developed, but they're some of the key ingredients that I suppose people look for. And the other one is economies of scale. How many properties can you actually get on there? And what your resale value is going to be. And that's all things that people come and consult our agents, Torsten, and get advice. And recently, you sold two houses side by side.
And that was one where one had a permit with it for some townhouses and the other was a family home. But we were able to structure a deal where the both clients had a win-win, and there is a really well-considered development that is going to be pitched at that downsizing owner-occupier market that we think will be fabulous for Elwood.
And gentlemen, that's where we have to leave it for this week. 2 more shows for the year. I'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Eddie.
See you, Eddie.
This has been The Real Estate Show.
The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside.
Wherever you go, say hello.